Anthony Gucciardi, you are what I may diplomatically call a badass, because I'm telling you, you have a couple of rocking websites here, and welcome to the program. It's great to have you on tonight.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on. I'd also like to thank you personally as the wing commander of the legendary mothership that is Coast to Coast AM, as you say it so well, the beginning of every program. I think what you do is, instead of flipping on cruise control, you go ahead and shift the gears into reality and just blast into another warp drive and cover everything the media won't cover. That's exactly what I hope we're going to do today.
Well, you humble me, sir. I tell you, I always like to fly on manual, you know.
It's the only way to do it.
I appreciate your appreciation. Say, you've got some incredible stuff. I'm just looking at naturalsociety.com, because I'm popping back between your two sites here. CPS takes child after parents question doctors, seek second opinion. Another one, Tulsi plant, holly basil, found to remove fluoride from water and support pineal gland health. And then you go over here to a story leak. It's like governments demanding Google censor online criticism at record levels. I mean, your senator says police may have had Boston bombing intel despite denial. This is some good stuff. This is the juice that makes people think. And I'm not blowing smoke at you. never mind. I'm serious. This is great. So just let's, first of all, what led you to do this? Because you put yourself out there. You know, it is said that a patriot they'll be scorned and ridiculed and turned away from until they're shown to be correct. And then the timid will come and become patriots also, because at that point, well, there's no risk.
No, exactly. And what really brought me into this was I had Lyme disease several years ago, and the doctor put me on steroids. And the day I decided that I was going to turn my life around and start doing my own research 100% is the day that I went to sleep at 5 p.m. and I woke up the next day at 5 p.m. And I went to the doctor and I said, something's wrong here. It's not working out. So I started doing my own research. I started taking colloidal silver. And within 24 hours, I felt better. And I had told the doctor that. And he said, well, that's a coincidence. It must have been the steroids that did that. And, or, you know, it might be a placebo effect and you're mentally unstable. Because colloidal silver does nothing. In fact, he said it would turn me blue if I kept taking it. So from that, I said, hey, something is wrong here. And I've been in the alternative health industry for a while now with Natural Society. Now I'm proud to say it's about the third or fourth, depending on the stats you look at, largest natural health site. But at the same time, here I am thinking health is great and it's one of my major passions. But where are we going to go with health if we don't have our basic freedoms? So one of the most important things to me as well is securing those freedoms, political activism, talking about everything from gun control to how it's going to potentially eliminate many of the Bill of Rights. So, I mean, there's so many things to cover here. And I think it's important that everyone starts to look at all these different avenues and not just hone in on one subject, because we're really facing a war on the people right now that expands beyond any one topic.
Well, yes, and it crosses all national boundaries. It's a global effort. And you know, I gotta tell you, Anthony, I don't understand, and I just want to state for the record, I don't understand when people come at me with this, your show sounds so right-wing. It's like, there's no wing to it. We are all individual human beings. You know, I think people don't understand that when you talk about an ideology, that's not just, you know, like an opinion. There's a word for opinion. It's opinion. Ideology means the study of the ideal, meaning the perfect, or how as perfect as we can make it. This has nothing to do with individual ideologies. It has to do with a basic ideology, which is the human spirit should not be constrained to the point of slavery, let alone not only mentally, but actually physically, as in we're going to lock the town down after the Boston incident.
No, you're exactly right. And I think you and I both covering alternative health and some other interesting information and questioning things like the Boston Marathon. Actually, I interviewed the eyewitness on that. But some people will come from the alternative health side and they'll say, you're a left winger because you're against GMOs and Monsanto and you're against corporations and all this kind of stuff. But then we have other events like Boston, for example, just questioning that. You're a right-wing conspiracy theorist and you're crazy. So they don't understand that we're on the side of reality. We're not left or right. There's an in-between of those, or it's actually galaxies far away called reality. And when we actually question things, which is healthy to do, we're getting closer to reality and understanding what's really going on, as opposed to playing that ball game. And they just want to center you into that so they can call you names and they can discount what you're saying, because you're challenging their paradigm every single night here on Coast to Coast. You're challenging their paradigm to an extent that the easiest way for them to put that off is to say, well, he's a right winger. And the media that I listen to says right wingers are bad. Or perhaps you had the show about marijuana. Oh, you're a left winger now. So the shows I watch about left wingers, now I can discount him because he's a left winger now. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't. Well, speaking of Monsanto, you know, the conspiracy theories were beginning to develop. You know what? I think we should abandon that expression. What do you think? Conspiracy theory.
It's the easiest way to discount anything. And I'll tell you what about the Boston thing, and we can definitely talk about Monsanto, but the Boston thing particularly, the only response they had was, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's literally the best way to not argue someone on a point or facts. If you discount it as a conspiracy theory, everyone's brains turn off. They say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. And even questioning the most basic understanding of things, a four-year-old would question things that went on at Boston with the drills and everything like that. And we're not even saying what happened. We're questioning things. We're questioning based on reality and statistics and facts and information. But to discount something as a conspiracy theory is to shut it down without actually answering a question. It's a typical political move.
Yeah. Well, for example, that explosion in West Texas, the city of West, which, by the way, if you've seen that video, it's unbelievable. Somebody is sitting in a car rolling some chip or whatever. Maybe it was a chip camera, rolling tape, whatever, capturing the burning plant. And when this thing blew, I mean, you'd have thought these people were shot out of a cannon. It was unbelievable, the shockwave that hit that car.
That was actually right near me as well.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the supposedly this fertilizer plant was in a lawsuit with Monsanto that, according to these reports that I've read, there wasn't really any action on the lawsuit for a couple of years now. More than that, 2010 was the last time there was any real action. I don't even remember what the petition was at this moment, but it's like, wait a minute, they were crossways with Monsanto. And this comes in the same week that the Boston bombing occurred. Coincidence, you know, that thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, the response to that, sorry to cut you off, I apologize. The response to that would be, oh, well, no one would ever do that to anybody. But our end, we get not only emails, and I have an email from a biotech scientist that I'd like to read, if you would allow that, but also
Absolutely. Consider
the fact that Monsanto was running slave-like work rings in Argentina. It's on Reuters. You just Google Monsanto slave rings, comes up. They were running 14-hour day work schedules for these individuals that were had no documentation. They were working for 14 hours, culling the GMO cornfields. And not only were they not paid directly, they were paid in food from the Monsanto store. And if they chose to leave before their work day was up or even tell anyone about the operation, they would get no food for that day. And many of them had to sleep in the cornfields, complete slavery operation. And they didn't even apologize for it. And this is also a company that killed over 500,000 individuals by developing Agent Orange during Vietnam. And no apologies, of course. They paid some lawsuit settlements in the millions that are a drop in the bucket. That's nothing to them. This is also a company. I have an email here, and I'm not going to say this is from Monsanto because I cannot confirm or deny any source of where it's from. I know where it's from, but I can't say it on air due to lawsuit reasons. But here this is, confirmed email. Ask Mike Adams of Natural News. We talked about this before, and he's confirmed it as well. I wrote an article saying that GMO scientists were traitors against humanity in the sense that they are causing DNA damage, as we know, through peer-reviewed research. And this guy said, I'm going to, of course, not mention the curse words where he curses me out. He says, I am no traitor against humanity. If this blank, you can guess, causes infertility, awesome. The world is overpopulated and people need to stop having children. This is one of Earth's largest problems. If the Earth wasn't so overpopulated, things like growth hormones wouldn't exist. The reason they do is that the Earth cannot produce enough food on its own to feed us all. This is why GMO is actually saving the planet. So F you, And blank, 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 I am doing humanity a blanking favor. Sincerely, quote, traitor to humanity, Ed. And that is his name, Ed, the biotech scientist, confirmed email to me, cursing me out, saying that it's awesome that the GMOs that he contributes to every single day are killing humanity.
Wow. I don't even know how to get a handle on that. It's crazy.
Well, think about it. I mean, this is a guy that's working actively on GMO foods, and the whole big argument is because people are good. There are good people out there, and I originally thought this too. It's not like I was born thinking this information. I thought a lot of people were crazy because of this. But you do your own research, you realize there are so many evil people out there. You had the guy on about hedge funds last week, I believe it was. These people are leeches. They don't care about the individuals they're sucking money from and making millions upon millions in a few hours or whatever it was. They don't care. And same thing with these GMO scientists. They have their own death wish. They hate humanity, literally. And these are the people that are behind the scenes working on this while we have this lollygagging, phony argument in the media. Are GMOs really dangerous for our health, or is it a conspiracy theory? We have the peer-reviewed research. Roundup causes DNA damage in rats. There's only two studies, and Roundup, by the way, is Monsanto's best-selling herbicide that are drenching the GMO crops.
Isn't that supposed to be some sort of an Agent Orange derivative or something?
Exactly. It's, you know, Monsanto made Agent Orange with Dow Chemical, and we're going to get into that. But
was DuPont mixed up in any of this, Anthony?
Yes, and actually more so. Monsanto, believe it or not, this is going to shock a lot of people, especially those who really are against Monsanto. Monsanto is almost nothing. I mean, Monsanto is the fall guy for this entire genetically organized operation. What's really happening behind the scenes is they're going for GMO humans now. I mean, they're talking about having by 2045, 100% artificially created GMO bodies that have no real flesh that operate completely artificially. And that's what's known as singularity. And I have an interview. We talked to a top transhumanist. And this guy actually says that singularity is not what anyone thinks it is. His name is Luke Mulhauser. He's the CEO of a singularity organization, the Singularity Institute. And he says, this is in one of my articles, quote, unfortunately, singularity may not be what you're hoping for. By default, the singularity, which is the intelligence explosion, will go very, very badly for humans. By default, superhuman AIs will end up optimizing the world around us for something other than what we want and using up all our resources to do so. Goes on to say, and same with this initiative that I was talking about, 2045 initiative, I'll explain what that is, that humans will be extinct due to GMO technology. So this is a lot to gather. Probably not for Coast listeners because they're the most informed. But, I mean, GMOs in the food are bad. We need to fight that. But everyone is so focused on Monsanto. And everyone hates Monsanto. I mean, there's no one that likes Monsanto.
Except the stockholders.
Paid off people. And Bill Gates, who wants $23 million of Monsanto stock and promotes it as the answer to world hunger. But behind the scenes, I mean, Monsanto's nothing. We're talking about a project that goes from 2015 to 2045. That's talking about genetically modifying the human race to a point where they believe humans will be extinct completely. And that if you don't go on in the game, well, then you're out.
So the idea, so we really do have some nihilistic evil geniuses back there that consider humanity to be a scourge, and we will destroy the planet unless these humans are culled.
Exactly. And I mean,
science fiction,
a very small number of people.
You got a lot of energy, man. We're going to be stepping on each other a lot tonight. Just don't take offense if I do it to you. I won't take it if you do it to me.
Hey, I don't ever mean to.
No, not me either. This is really extraordinary. So we're looking at the Singularity Institute. Aren't they behind the computers becoming self-aware and all of that?
So Singularity is basically the idea that over the course of history, the near future, actually, that humans will be extinct and instead will kind of evolve into this Borg machine using technology. And the idea itself at face value, if you don't really have an understanding of what they're doing and who's behind this, you say, well, I'll get to live forever. Excellent. You know, I want to live forever because sometimes people are so greedy that they think, for example, some of the people that I talk to about this in my personal life and try to show them what's going on, they'll say, well, then I could make so much money that if I live forever, I'll make so much money that I can buy anything I want. But I mean, it's not about money. These people behind this, there's a group of Russian scientists, okay, and it's called the 2045 Initiative. This is kind of the PR of transhumanism singularity. And I know some people talk about singularity in a good way, but the reality is the people behind it, I don't care if you think singularity is going to be good. The people behind it are going to be in control of it 100%. And I can prove that just by looking at this 2045 program, which the New York Times reported on and others. They called it wealthy elite funding immortality and artificial bodies. That's what it is. They have these undisclosed wealthy elite. Some of them are celebrities. Some of them are politicians, paying millions upon millions of dollars to this Russian scientist, Dmitry Itzkov, behind the 2045 initiative. And he projects that with all this massive funding, there are 22,501 members. I don't know exactly what that entails, but he projects that by 2015, a robotic copy of a human body remotely controlled via RFID chip styled technology will be rolled out. So consider that. Not only are you having an artificial body and they're claiming they're going to be able to put your consciousness on these artificial bodies, but it's going to be controlled by a supercomputer with an RFID type technology that would literally control everything that you do. So what this is it's slavery times a billion. You thought traditional slavery was bad. This is GMO slavery. This is genetic slavery. This is mental slavery. And no one's talking about this because everyone can't get past GMOs. The media puts the debate on GMOs. Are GMOs good? Are GMOs bad? Meanwhile, the scientists behind this, the same type of scientist that says that GMOs killing everyone is awesome, are not even on GMOs anymore. That's 90s. That's 80s. That's old school. You know, we're still debating stuff from the 80s. This gotcha. Is a whole new world, and it has almost nothing to do with Monsanto.
Okay. Well, let's discuss who it does have to do with. I'm reading a thing here that says the Singularity Institute is now Machine Intelligence Research Institute. The note is, it's appropriately descriptive while being general enough. All right. We'll be right back. This is Coast to Coast AM. Yep. Down here in the galley, just stirring it up. Just stirring it up. And I have help tonight. I can't call him the sous chef because actually he's the sous chef. I am merely the host. He is the head guy tonight. And that would be Anthony Gucciardi. His websites are storyleak.com and naturalsociety.com. And that music in the background is by Iggy Pop. Where'd you find that song? I'll tell you. I was watching the Sons of Anarchy. And they played it, and I thought, who is that? So I whipped out the Shazam and Shazammed it, and there it was, Iggy Pop. It's like, I'm delighted that, you know, he's still kicking. He's been at this for a long time. He's right up there with Patti Smith as far as, you know, raw, rough music that it's good. He's, it's not a guitar. It's so simple. It's just, it's excellent. It's primitive and just perfectly so. Well, I'll tell you, as we go through the evening tonight with Anthony, I want to get into this thing about, I wonder if this is necessary. You know, in previous shows, we were talking about radiation and how the Japanese are getting like more than their fair share of it. And maybe that will enable them to mutate and go into the future. Maybe they'll be the ones who are actually immune to the radiation that would be encountered in space or something, you know, just playing with it. And I'm wondering, is this transhumanism necessary in the minds of these mad scientists if we're ever to leave what they know to be a doomed planet, maybe we don't know it, and go to another? And if we need to change the former humans into, you know, who have become whatever they are now, we just, it's like the Matrix, we just download the program and we make them impervious to whatever they may confront on their travels through space. Is that too far out there? Good. We'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi on Coast to Coast AM. Stand by. Anthony Gucciardi, I just, before we go on to the nuts and bolts of what Monsanto and these various companies are doing, and because we got some good amount of time together tonight to have the long conversation, do you get the sense in any way that these people think that they are helping humanity? Do you feel this way?
In some warped way, perhaps, but I think they more believe they're helping themselves, and they believe that they're better than us, believe that they deserve to live forever. And things like the 2045 initiative, and to be clear earlier, that's what I'm talking about. This Singularity Organization 2045 initiative is a bunch of Russian scientists being funded by the wealthy elite, as they say in the mainstream media. So I believe that what they think is they deserve to live forever. They do not intend to die. And in some ways, you know, I do think that they really believe they're helping humanity because they think they're such a gift to the world in a sociopathic sense, that if they were to live forever and we were to be able to serve them even, I mean, there's some quotes from some of the wealthy individuals who are talking about, you know, we need to sit and eat like kings and some people are meant to work. They believe that they are meant to be the ruling class. There's bloodlines. They believe this is what they're meant to do.
So we're talking about megalomania here.
Exactly.
And wealth, and well-funded megalomania. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, millions of dollars are being pumped in just to the 2045 project. And remember, this is out in the open. This is the PR campaign for transhumanism and these artificial bodies. We know that they were actually creating genetically modified human chimeras in underground labs in the UK, about 10,000 or so, according to some of the reports. You can just Google UK human chimeras or something like that, and you'll find it. But we've reported on that, and they've been doing that for who knows how long. And when they reported it in the media, they didn't say, look at these crazy scientists making these human hybrids and trying to prolong lives with different genes and using spider genes to make spider ghosts and everything. They didn't say, look at this crazy stuff. They said, is it really that bad, though? Is it an ethical concern? And they said, they viewed both sides of the matter. They interviewed scientists who said it was a good thing. So the debate is no longer whether or not, you know, we should throw those people in jail. It's whether or not they should be given money to do this.
Yeah. Well, I think it was 150. The report is 150 human-animal hybrids were grown in UK labs.
Right, they've but there's 10,000 that weren't human-animal. They were just messed with genetically.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. All right. I missed that. Let's see. Thank you for the clarification there. All right. Well, all right. Now, everybody's in a semi-uproar over these GM foods. But you're talking about biopharmaceutical crops growing vaccines like an experimental AIDS vaccine and a sterilization crop within the food supply that experts say will be as big as GMO crops within the next few years. And what happens if you eat them?
Right. And it reminds me of what you said about before the break a little bit ago. You said it's all coming to a head and we see that now. And a lot of us do. But you have to understand that we're talking light years ahead of what most people understand. If you think the average person watches the media, they might be a little bit aware of GMOs. They might be a little bit aware of certain issues. We see all this together, so we're able to piece this together and see where it's headed. And that's a unique perspective tonight because this is the beginning right now. Beyond GMOs, we're now seeing biopharmaceutical crops, and they're already being planted because this organization, Prodigene, planted these crops. And what they are, just to briefly explain, it's crops that are genetically modified, but they contain different vaccinations inside of them or drugs. They also actually have sterilization crops. And how this works is they go to a normal plot of land, just like GMOs, and they grow biopharmaceutical crops and they can contaminate nearby areas. But this company had 500,000 bushels of soy, and they had things like AIDS vaccines, diabetes vaccines, diarrhea vaccines, all this stuff, and even spermicidal corn to be used as a mass contraceptive. So you would be getting this on your dinner table. And they were planting this against the law in 2002 and saying that it was going to be the next big thing. They only got fined $500,000 by the USDA for contaminating 500,000 bushels of soy. They planted a lot more, but they contaminated 500,000 bushels of soy with biopharmaceutical crops that included the AIDS vaccine and others. And they were just slapped with a $500,000 fine, which is nothing. They said it's going to be a $200 billion industry within the next couple of years.
How much money?
$200 billion.
Okay, $200 billion. Okay.
So I thought we'd add more zeros. They want this on our dinner table. It's way beyond GMOs. I mean, how would you even know? And what if they don't label it? What if they don't label biopharmaceutical crops? Or, hey, instead of making mandatory vaccines a requirement and saying, hey, you know, the new bird flu broke out or whatever, they could just say, okay, we're coming in, We're making all the corn right now biopharmaceutical with the bird flu vaccine, and we're rolling that out on the dinner tables. And who knows if they would label it. They most likely wouldn't, based on not labeling GMOs and GMO salmon.
This is very interesting. So, well, it seems that they are so well-funded and so tightly interconnected, the government. I mean, Monsanto effectively just got a pass. They don't even have... What is your understanding of the power that they now have to effectively, it is said, bypass the FDA altogether, as much good as they may be in the end?
Well, they control the FDA. Michael Taylor, the former executive at Monsanto, was the head of the FDA. Now he's a high-level position at the FDA. He wrote most of the rules for Monsanto's governing under the FDA. And there's over 500 government individuals that have worked or work with Monsanto in office and high-level positions right now. So Monsanto can get away with anything they want. I mean, think about it. I actually have created a natural product. I'm not going to talk about it right here because I don't want to plug my stuff, but I have created one, and I went through an extreme process of making sure that I could say the most basic things, the slightest possible things you could even imagine, like is beneficial to your health. Even that is under scrutiny, right? I can't say anything. But on average, Monsanto can say that GMOs produce more food, they help the world, they solve world hunger. When the UN found a team of 900 scientists under the UN, they didn't expect this, trust me, they certainly did not expect this. They did a major study, 900 scientists, and they found that not only do GM crops produce less, but that organic traditional farming beat it out bar none every single time in their study. Period. No questions asked.
What was that deal a year or so ago? Was it a year and a half ago that over 100,000 farmers in India had committed suicide because of their crop failure?
Right. The Indian suicide belt, where a farmer every 30 minutes, so more than one has killed themselves since we've been talking, if the statistics are still true to this point.
So they're still doing it.
Yeah, they're still doing it. Have killed themselves because GMOs are bankrupting their family because Monsanto goes in with a contract. They say, hey, you know, we're going to make you rich. We're going to increase your yields. And they don't even speak English some of the times, too. So it's also just a scam. And they say, we're going to help you and your family. So they sign away everything. And they say, yeah, we're going to plant GMOs. We're going to get the GMO seeds. And then, of course, their yields are reduced and they are bankrupt and their family has nothing. They're already poor. So they drink the very biopesticides that Monsanto gave them in the first place to kill themselves because they have nothing else. And this is the kind of company we're talking about right now. This is not somebody that cares if their GMOs are hurting you and your family.
All right, then. And what about these? Do you happen to know? And if you don't, it's okay because I don't. In fact, I'm going to look while I ask this question, and maybe you can cut me off because you've already got the answer. And that is about this legislation that was proposed in California to require labeling of all GMO foods. Even Whole Foods Market has said that they're going to begin labeling GMO foods.
Right. So that was Prop 37, I believe you're talking about.
Yep.
And Prop 37 unfortunately failed, and there was some issues with the polling on that. A lot of people that I respect and are well-respected say that it was a complete fraud and that they really – well, I do know one thing. Monsanto paid – to fight Prop 37 like nothing else, $20+ million. All of your favorite food manufacturers as well, some of the organic food manufacturers, because they're under companies of some of the major processed food manufacturers, pumped in millions of dollars to fight Prop 37. And they actually used an FDA seal. And I covered this one, and it almost makes me laugh because it just shows the level of corruption that they're able to get away with. Monsanto used an FDA seal and a fake quote from the FDA to support their GMOs. They used a quote that said that there was no difference between GMOs and natural foods, that attributed it to the FDA. And then they used the FDA seal to certify that it was supported by the FDA. But the FDA is not allowed to comment on that. So not only did they commit a fraud in a federal agency saying that they said that, but they committed a mail fraud by saying that the FDA approved it and sending it out in these flyers. So I looked it up. I decided, because there was so much media on this and in the alternative news, and they were like, well, it's bad, but it, you know, is it really illegal? Well, it turns out that not only would they be subject, the individual, by the way, I found an individual that went to jail, was subject to $250,000 fine, 25 years in prison, and 10 years of probation for fraudulently using a federal sign. So Monsanto backed this company, this organization that did the exact same thing, and they did nothing. And they submitted this to the FBI to look into. They said, hey, they used the FDA seal, the FDA quote. I was a part of the board that was doing this. I was on the call. I wasn't officially on it, but I was advising and helping and saying, hey, we need to do this along with Mike Adams, get this to the FBI. The FBI said, we'll look into it. You know, a month later, nothing happened. Here's this woman who did the same thing, 250 grand fine, 25 years prison, 10 years probation. So are corporations exempt from law? I say yes. If they have enough money, they have enough push in government, they can get away with anything.
Well, listen to this one. I'm looking at this about California voters rejected Prop 37. This is Huffington Post again. I'm pulling a lot of stuff from them tonight for some reason. Give the left their due. It's a good reporting agency now, which would have required retailers and food companies to label products made with genetically modified ingredients. Millions, listen to this, though. This is the good part. Millions of dollars, mostly from outside of California, were poured into campaigns both for and against Prop 37, but the donations that came in weighed heavily in favor of Prop 37's opponents. Companies like, yes, Monsanto and the Hershey Company contributed to what was essentially, pardon me, eventually, a $44 million windfall for no on Prop 37, while the ones who wanted it to pass were only able to raise $7.3 million. That was reported by California Watch. So there you go, Anthony. The one with the gold makes the rules. However, that said, they did get 47% of California's vote. So the thing to do, Californians, is hit it again and keep hitting it until you get your way. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, that's right. I have an image here. It's called Prop 37, Your Right to Know, Corporate Charlatans versus Organic Heroes. And it compares the funding that these organizations got. So the agribusiness fighting Prop 37 donated a total of $23,500,000. So I want to stand corrected on one thing. Monsanto did not give over $20 million. It may have been over time, but at this point, it was actually $4.2 million. Overall, Monsanto drafted these companies to give $23 million. So I want to be clear on that. But we have Naked Juice, which is owned by PepsiCo, Izzy, which is owned by PepsiCo. They donated $1.7 million. Honest Tea, Odwalla, Simply Orange, they are owned by Coca-Cola. They donated $1.16 million. And we have Alexia. I mean, hey, who knew Alexia? I don't know if you're familiar with Alexia, but they have a lot of good organic stuff. And they are owned by ConAgra, donated $1 million. Kashi, which was found to contain GMOs in its quote-unquote natural foods. Bare Naked, Cascadian Farm Organic, Santa Cruz Organic, owned by Smucker, donated $387,000. Horizon Organic. All these organic companies, they're owned by corporate parents, and they're donating all this massive amount of money to fighting against GMO labeling that would do nothing but let people know that they're eating GMOs in their food. So why would they not want anyone to know what they're eating unless there was actually a negative to what they're putting in their mouths? Because people have no idea.
Very interesting. All right, then. So it's not only possible, it's likely that experimental vaccines would be introduced in our food supply and we'd wind up, well, taking them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's not only likely, they're saying it's going to happen, the big players. I mean, they're saying biopharmaceutical crops are the next big thing. And it's important to understand that's just a stepping stone to what we were talking about earlier. If we're going to put it on a timeline, for example, pushing the ante is what they love to do, these biotech corporations. So they throw in the GMO foods, and they're not really getting away with that. But behind the scenes, they're working on, now they have GMO salmon. FDA says it's perfectly safe. You would be eating it on your dinner plate right now if Congress didn't block it due to health and environmental concerns. So there are still some sane politicians out there. But now they're pushing biopharmaceutical crops. They're pushing GMO humans, as we were talking about. And then ultimately, it's not just going to happen overnight. They're going to push this 2045 Avatar Project initiative, which basically is artificial bodies. So that's where it's all coming to, and they're glorifying it. But I actually want to read to you the plan on this website as to what we could see as early as 2015 up to 2045 and where it's all headed. So in 2015 to 2020, the plan states that this phase of the plan includes the emergence of an Android avatar body controlled with a brain-computer chip interface. And this is not science fiction. This is real. Go to 2045.com and read it. This chip would be systematically established to issue orders to the artificial body and eventually interlink with the artificial brain. So basically an artificial body controlled by some type of computer chip that would control everything you do. And 2020 to 2025, this time frame involves the linking of the human brain and robot with an autonomous life support system, giving way to a new field of transhumanistic developments and further tuning, turning the human body into a bioelectronic avatar. So by 2025, this is what they're saying. This is a group that's received millions in funding from political elite and celebrities. 2030 to 2035, in this near final stage, human consciousness is to be transported onto an artificial carrier or brain, creating what they call cybernetic immortality. So they claim that artificial intelligence will emerge with robots taking the role of potentially military, police, others. Have you seen the video of that robot running like 70 miles an hour on the treadmill?
Oh yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. And they've got a dog that runs and climbs, and it's like a 40 mile an hour dog. I'll tell you what, let's take our little break here. This is fascinating. When we come back with Anthony Gucciardi, I want to discuss the possibility that maybe in the minds of the evil geniuses, or let's just say the geniuses, maybe they feel that that humanity can be freed at last by just taking the human out. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back.